This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us.
Hi, my name is Melody from Blush Beautiful. What I do is makeup and magic. So as far as makeup is concerned, I offer professional makeup artistry and services. And as far as magic is concerned, is I work as a spiritual coach and I help people get unstuck from the mental and emotional patterns that hold them back from experiencing peace and reaching their fullest potential.
Not often do we hear those two things together. Makeup and magic.
Oh, thank you.
How does that intersect? Are you, when you're doing people's makeup, are you talking about?
I'm always big on women empowerment. And one of the things that I've learned, not only in doing people's makeup, but in teaching them makeup, that when you put a mirror in front of someone, they want to point out all the things that are wrong with them. So I'm always trying to speak as much life as into them as I can. And, you know, if they decide that they love what I'm sharing, then we'll go ahead and book a spiritual coaching session too. So,
oh, that's cool.
Some people do both. Some people only do one.
How long have you been doing makeup?
All right, I'm going to start telling on myself.
Come on.
So I've been in the industry. It'll be 18 years in February.
Really?
So I started really young. I'll be 36 in a few weeks.
Okay.
And it's really all I've ever done. I started getting paid to do other people's makeup when I was 15.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah, because I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. So I would like sneak it to work, because I was working at 15. I would sneak it to school and then started doing my makeup. The girls liked it. And then at 15... was the first time somebody was like, hey, can you do my makeup for senior pics?
You just weren't allowed because your parents didn't want you to? Or?
Yeah, but my mom didn't want me wearing makeup.
I didn't know if you were like Amish.
Yeah, it's definitely not Amish at all. My mom was just like, no, girl. Well, and also, she didn't want me looking too grown because okay. I developed physically very young.
Gotcha.
So she was like, no, girl.
Right.
We don't keep it simple.
Yeah, were you here at this point? Were you still, you're from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from Coney Island and I was here in Lancaster at that point. Yeah. We moved here from Coney Island to Manheim Township. I want to talk about culture shock.
Wow. Whoa.
For real though.
When was that?
Mid to late 90s.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me about that. Tell me about walking into Manheim Township for the first time.
You know, it was interesting because at that point, I was one of a handful of families of color in Manheim Township. So it was, you know, it was a culture shock for sure. You guys are a lot more conservative in the Lancaster area than we were in the projects of Brooklyn. So I learned quickly that I had to find the voice of diplomacy.
Figure that out.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
Oh, diplomacy. Yes. Yeah. And it's funny because I'm also from Brooklyn, but from a different part.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up slightly afterwards in terms of I born in 91. So I was like in the late 90s into the
2000s. Like,
coming a kid.
Uh-huh.
And then at the point where it was sort of having to think about how I was going to become as a kid. It was more about like, there's no time for that because then 9/11 happened.
Yeah. So it was grow up real quick.
Yeah. So I like the transition from even thinking about, because I thought I was gonna have to become like super diplomatic going into middle school, but then 9/11 happened in fifth grade, and so then it was just like, no one's worried about that anymore.
It's just,
you're just happy things to change. Be going to school.
Yeah. Things definitely changed for sure. I thought you were older than that, not because of the way you look, but you carry yourself.
Thank
older
you.
Than that, yeah, for sure.
I'm 28.
To be in the 20s.
20s, 30s, and 40s. 40s represent right here.
Okay.
Woo-woo.
High 30s over here.
high 30s. Mid to high 30s.
Hey, it's a good temperature in Europe. So.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Good stuff.
So we're going to get started on this episode. Our first topic is coming right up. Let's see what it is.
Awesome.
Dogs barking.
For real, though.
Your first, I know where I was when.
Oh, well,
I guess it would be 9/11.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not sure that's the first one. The first one, oh boy. I have to think about that because I think it might have been the blackout. I forget when the blackout happened.
Well, you think about it, Melody. When was your first, I know where I was when.
Well, it's interesting. When we were talking about 9/11, I thought that to myself. I'm a little psychic, I think, because I kind of knew this question was going to come. So I know where I was when I was, when I, if I want to talk about 9/11, that's the first thing that's really coming up to mind. I was taking the entrance exam to get into Lancaster County Academy. I don't know if that's a thing that still exists.
Well, Lancaster County Academy.
So it was like, they called it mall school, and it was for people who wanted to finish high school in a different, not in a high school setting, but you got all your credits in that sense. So I was taking the entrance exam to get into there. Oh. And I remember that I was so scared about what was happening. I got on the wrong bus going home. And I usually take the Millersville to get off into my apartment complex. But then I jumped on the Millersville Express and I wound up on the campus full panic attack mode.
Boy.
Oh my God.
You ended up on Millersville campus.
Yes. Because I accidentally got on the Millersville Express because I was so disoriented.
And that was 9/11.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I would have thought, so like for me, we'll stick with 9/11. So I was fifth grade. I was in room 308. the details of it are still like, like so clear. So yeah, room 308, fifth grade. I had a view of the Twin Towers growing up because the apartment I lived in faces, I guess that's west. What the overriding thing that we were worried about as the kids, because we only had a small sliver of sky that we could see from between the top of the window and the brownstones across the street.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the smoke.
Oh, wow.
But it looked like rain clouds to us.
Oh.
Because of the sliver and the way that it was billowing. It just looked like it was just rain clouds that just were rolling in. So we were more concerned about getting rained out for recess. And like, oh no, we're going to have to watch Matilda again. Or try to figure out what part of 101 Dalmatians we were at, the live version, which, you know, and it was just, that's what we were concerned about.
Sure.
And then principal comes on the PA. Oh, two planes ran into the World Trade Center. But we all assumed those silly little like poster planes collided and just sprinkled down.
Right.
But yeah, it was fifth grade, room 308.
No, 9/11 was certainly not my first.
Right.
Because I was already getting close to 30 when that happened. But I think probably for me it was the when President Reagan was shot.
Oh.
Because okay. I would have been around maybe third or fourth grade. Mm. And it was I remember my mother was a school teacher at our elementary school, and so I wouldn't take the bus home.
Mm-hmm.
She would work an hour after we were dismissed to do the teacher stuff, and I would just go to her classroom. She wasn't my teacher, you know, but I would go to her classroom and hang out.
She taught you life lessons.
She did.
That's
she
right.
She's still my teacher.
Aww.
And she, Qui-Gon
Jinn? Yeah, she is my my French word. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, so I would go to her room, and I remember finding out kind of in that transition period and turning on the news. I think there were some other teachers who were floating around, but I remember sitting in her classroom watching the news, and they were talking about President Reagan had been shot, and they kept playing that video clip of...
Oh, the clip that we all know?
Right, that one clip, and it sticks in my head. So that would have been my first one.
Well, question. So was this the regular news broadcast, or these are like that we were breaking in for a special?
It was it was like breaking in, because back then, you know, there were maybe 12 channels total in your cable package, and I think in the school maybe we got three or four channels like in the school building, and it was like CBS News. You know what I mean? It was like a special news announcement, and they would play the little music and come in, and they were talking about and we didn't know. I mean, it was just so different, you know what I mean? Because then you watch the news that night, and they weren't used to the 24-hour news cycle,
right?
So I think probably after 5 o'clock or six, like the 6 o'clock or 6:30 national news, they just went back to regular programming.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
right. And everybody just kind of hung out and waited.
The show must go on.
And then, right.
Yeah, I haven't watched the news in years.
Yeah. Good for you.
I don't even know. I refuse to let that seep into my soul.
Oh, well, it's like, I'll watch local news. Like, I'll do like WGAL after I'll tune it around 6:10. So I don't miss all the national headlines.
Yeah.
That's good for you, keeping the news out of your life.
I just tell everyone, like, if the zombie apocalypse comes, somebody got to call me because I'm not going to know.
Stupid nicknames. Topic number two, stupid nicknames.
Oh.
Are these your nicknames? I'm not sure what this means.
I'm not sure either. Was this me?
I don't, it wasn't me. I did not suggest this
stupid
topic.
Nicknames. So I hate Trip. So I'm the third. No, there's very few folks that have tried to call me Trip, but.
Is that a thing?
It is a Trip. Thing. So it's another Star related thing. I'm going from Qui-Gon Jinn and Star Wars to Star Trek. There's a guy on, what was the name of that show? Enterprise, who his nickname was Trip because he was the third. And then everyone like remembered somehow that that was a thing. And so then I think Enterprise came out just before I went to high school, or maybe it ended around that time. But as soon as people realized that I was the third, it was like, hey, should we call you Trip?
No, you should not.
I'm Robert. I was Robert up until that point, and then until high school.
So first of all, I never knew that Trip Star Trek Enterprise was because he was a third.
Yeah.
I watched the whole bloody thing, and that completely, I don't know who the Qui-Gon guy is either, so the whole thing is just eludes me.
That's fair. That's entirely fair.
That's number one. Number two, I didn't know that was a thing. Would that have started then with that?
No, No.
That's a thing?
It's a thing. It was actually, because I ended up.
Hashtag thing.
Thing, yeah, there we go. I like that, yeah. There's a bunch of old, if you look at old baseball players or just old sports folks, there's a bunch of trips in there, and most of them are because they were the third.
That's interesting.
The third thing for me is that I didn't know you were a third.
I am.
Yeah.
There you go. Robert Henry Dixon.
You know what I always thought was a stupid nickname?
What's that?
And I don't know if it's I don't know if I'm getting the actual name right, but when somebody's name is Richard, they call them Dick.
Yeah.
Does that?
There's a bunch of those, right?
But why?
Why Dick from Richard?
Why?
Right. Why not? I mean, I guess Rick makes sense.
Yeah.
Rick. Yeah.
But there's a bunch of those.
Rich.
Rich. Yeah. Rich would be the most logical one.
Rich is
correct.
Rick without the K, because R-I-C.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Like no, Rick. But there's how about Jack and John?
What about it?
Oh, good point.
Jack is a nickname for John.
Stop it.
No, yeah. I'm kidding.
Are you serious?
I'm kidding you. Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. Jack Kennedy was John F. Kennedy. That was his nickname.
Yeah.
It was Jack Kennedy to most of his friends.
I did never connected that dot.
So you're talking about, you're not even short, you're not even gaining anything.
No.
Right?
Or losing anything.
A complete disregard for who I am as a human. It's just like, no, you're not Richard. You're Dick.
I never understood that one either.
I don't. Yeah. It's eluded me. Or like Bob for Robert.
For Robert. Yeah. Will, Bill for William.
That's what I was thinking too.
Well,
no, wait a minute.
The BW thing is, I think that's just because across languages, B's and W's, and then the V's when you mix them in,
I see,
all get mixed up. Yeah. So like that one I buy.
So Bill is, well, why wouldn't it just be Will?
It could be, but it's the framing of the letter B versus W for certain. Like if you asked a German to try to say Bill, it'd probably be like, why would I do that? It's just, you know, you're Will. The Wilhelm comes out because the W is a V for them. So that's so like Wilhelm for us, but it's Wilhelm for Germans.
Yeah.
I think it's more related to that.
There is just some logic behind that.
Think there is. I could be making that up.
You might just have entirely too much faith in humanity to think that there's logic behind the things that we do.
But do you see how good he is at selling it?
He's selling. But you know what?
I'm like, that's right.
I grew up in a family full of people. Like, so my uncle, shout out to Bobby Leon from Mikita Pest Control. I love you, bro. He is the king of telling you a story that you think that he is serious.
Right.
And then he's pulling your leg the whole entire time. So I've become slightly untrusting. I like question everything. I'm like, I don't know.
That's fair. That's
it
fair.
Might not be real.
His name's Bob?
His name is Bobby. Robert.
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 It's a Rob thing. Bobby. Yeah.
Robert to Bobby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a stupid nickname?
No, but I almost did, and thank God my mom put her foot down. So my dad wanted to name me, I did have a stupid nickname. I'll share it with you in a second. But my dad wanted to name me Aphrodite.
Oh.
So my nickname would have been like Afro or Dite? Like who's, however.
That's a good point.
Do you know what my grandfather, God rest his soul, he's like this ruthless Cuban man, and he used to call me Melody Pain in the Ass Leon.
Wow. Now, was this a description or just something loving. He thought of?
I don't know. I just, okay. I think it was, that's probably how he felt about me. His parenting style was roasting, consistent roasting.
And he just wore that on his sleeve. It's just like, there's no holding back.
Gangsta. He was such a gangster. My mother's father.
Okay. Well, at least you got the answer.
Get to yours. I'm sorry.
I never really had any stupid nicknames. Okay.
I don't believe you.
No, I really didn't. I mean, okay. I don't know. Topic number three, hurricanes.
Are we talking about the weather or the drink?
Oh, good.
I just need to know where your head's at before I jump on board.
You take us where you want to go, Melody.
So, I don't really know. I mean, I'm always down for drinks. Have you ever had a hurricane?
I've never had a hurricane.
What is a hurricane?
I know drink. It's a drink I've seen on the menu. I'm a whiskey chick. I just go straight up whiskey.
Oh, so hurricane does not have whiskey in it?
No.
Okay, because I'll see what.
Can you describe a hurricane?
No, I've seen another menu.
We just completely lost this conversation. Thank you very much.
No, we just spiced it up. We can go back to the weather.
Okay.
Well, now I want to know what it is. Like, what would you, if you had to create the hurricane as a drink, what would you make?
What would you put in it? It would be tropical.
That makes sense.
What do you think of when you think of a hurricane? What's the first thing that pops in your mind when that topic came up?
Weather. But for a drink, I think I would want to make sure that it's served in something that makes the liquid kind of where you can easily swirl it, so you can create the effect. I feel
like a blender.
Yeah. No. So that you as the drinker can whatever the cup is has to be long enough so that you can pick it up and swirl it. Because otherwise, what's the point?
For the record,
you totally looked up the drink.
I totally looked up the drink because I'm feeling a little parched at this point. One part light rum, lemon juice, and proofed rum, and fruit syrup. And then they serve it in this pretty little glass.
That looks so tropical.
Sounds good.
I totally went there.
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of that, Mike?
Why am I? Oh. Because it didn't even buy me a drink first, and it's right here in my face, right in front of my mouth. I don't even know you, sir.
So, what's the first thing that pops into your mind when you heard the topic? It wasn't the drink.
No. The first thing that popped in my mind is, how do they pick the names?
Right. I've always wondered that.
And I know it's alphabetical. So, like, the only thing I know is it's alphabetical.
Right.
But I feel like, is there a rhyme or reason to male versus female? Is there a rhyme or reason to, like, why it's Agnes this year and Alfred the next year?
Right.
I just want to know. And is it always? Are there always 26 hurricanes? Like, do we run out of letters in a year? Like,
right.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
it is.
I wonder if we ever hit 26. You'd have to, right? Because they're naming every. Well, I guess have they name them differently though.
Hurricane Zulu.
All right, so there's a whole science behind the naming of hurricanes that none of us have any knowledge about at all.
We can theorize.
Do you want to know the science that I created in my mind?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I don't need facts. It's my world.
Go.
So, first off, we wouldn't need 26. We would need 52 because there's a male and a female for each letter. So we could do...
Nice.
Right?
Oh, is that well true? Done. Do they use... Are there two lettered ones a year?
Are there two B's in a year and two A's in a year?
I didn't think so. I don't think...
Here, I thought you were awesome, and now I'm backtracking.
Sorry.
But once again, I just make things up sometimes.
Stick with 52. Go with it. Run with it. Run with it.
Just say there's 52 options if we really had 50-something hurricanes. But for me, I've wondered that, and the story that I told myself is the person naming it had a personal vendetta with someone in their life that came in and ripped through... And they were like, Agnes.
I like that.
I'm going to name this hurricane after my ex, Agnes. Because she just came in and tore things up.
I love that. That's actually great.
So you think that there's the National Hurricane Center, there's just some really pissed off people.
Yeah.
Who are sitting around.
Well, they got to sit there all year and wait for the... What do they do the rest of the year? Just like it's our time.
We've been preparing all week, all year for this.
Well, that's like the local weatherman in the winter, right? I mean, they get they're pumped. Well, first snowstorm comes and it's like, it's, you know, the ratings shoot up and people finally remember who they are. Nobody cares in the summer.
Right. Professional weather guessers.
Yeah. Ooh.
What movie is that from?
That is from a movie,
isn't
it?
I don't know.
It's going off. But weather guys, do you know the angry black man video from years ago?
No.
Oh, okay. This is something that you will see, and listeners, you'll have to look this up. It's literally.
We'll post it on the show post.
Yes, good point. It's just this guy who was out doing. He might not have been a weather reporter. Actually, I mean, I'll take that back. But I think at the time, mid 40s, black gentleman. Also going to the switch between diplomatic and not diplomatic. So he's about to give a report about something going on at, I think it was Bethesda High School or something. And then a bug flies in his mouth and he snaps.
He lost all diplomacy.
Oh man. And his cameraman kept rolling. And so there's B-roll of it that got leaked. Or I don't know if it got leaked, if they released it. Oh man, it is the greatest. Like, just snap.
And then I want to see it.
Oh, he gets, and it's, he rants for a minute about this country ass town. Ooh. And his back. Oh man, that's gonna need to be bleeped. But then he snaps back and he's ready, and the video cuts with him ready to give the report.
Oh my god, I can't wait. I hope we find it so I can see it.
Oh yeah, in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll post a link to this this mysterious video in the show notes,
which had nothing to do with hurricanes.
And topic number four for today's 5x5 is roundabout.
Ooh.
Roundabout.
Oh, this was me, and I meant the roundabouts, as
yeah,
in
well, that's what
driving.
It says, is roundabout. So,
sorry.
But yeah, so talk to me about roundabouts.
Well, I have thoughts, but I will reserve them.
No, go.
No, please don't, because I don't know what a roundabout is.
Come on. Oh, really?
So I'm hoping that if you start explaining it, I can pretend I do.
If you're driving, it's the, instead of stop signs or lights, it's, you just go around the traffic circle.
Oh, like in Belmont, like when you're trying to go to Ulta?
Yes.
There's that little fountain?
Yep.
Sort of-ish. That's okay. Like a parking lot. I mean, these are on real streets, like real streets. Have roundabouts instead of stop signs or four-way stops or stoplights.
Yes, I have been on one of those on the way up to Hanover. I was a traveling artist.
If you take 30 out to Hanover, there's a couple of them on that road.
Okay, yes.
Well, they're coming to Lancaster County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one here in the city, right?
There's one. There's a temporary one that caused a lot of anguish on, what's that, Plum and, I don't remember.
It's up the north
street.
Part.
So I'm a big fan of them, personally.
Okay.
If they're done right.
Okay.
And it could be because I've driven, Europe is full of them, and I've happened to drive a few times over there. The beauty of it is you don't have to come to full if you do it right, you don't have to come to full stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you're saving wear and tear on your brakes. You're not trying to do the, like, who got here first, let me look around.
Right.
You just keep it moving. And so that's, I as a country, we're just not used to them. So that's not fair. There are certain areas, I know there's a bunch in Massachusetts.
New England has a bunch of them.
But around here, we're not used to them, and so people keep freaking out. But honestly, I think it's safer for bikes.
Safer
for bikes and pedestrians. Because
I see value in that.
Because it's there's a friend, Hallie Weaver, I hope we'll listen to this. She's a very big into the cyclist safety.
Shout out to Hallie.
Yeah, shout out to Hallie. And if I remember right, the stat is there are 8 points of conflict with a roundabout traffic circle, whatever you want to call it, with a regular 4-way stop. I think the number's 32 points of conflict where something could go wrong in terms of if someone doesn't stop, if there's a person crossing, if there's a bike, all those different factors coming together. So I'm all for roundabouts. I think it's
you know a lot about roundabouts.
I want to know if before you decided to make this topic list, you did in-depth research and you're like, you know what, now I know enough, I'll put this on the topic list.
No.
Or do you just happen to be this smart that you know these things, all of the things?
So if you ask my friends, they'll say I'm a transportation nerd.
Okay.
And so this, I remember exactly when I thought about, so someone was complaining about that temporary roundabout and I was like, oh, it's something that we should talk about to get others' opinions on it.
How do you feel about roundabouts?
I think roundabouts are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I first experienced roundabouts in Ireland, but 20 years ago, 1999, I was over there for a few months and there were roundabouts all over the place. And I was like, this makes a lot of sense because I don't understand who in the fuck thought that 4-way stops were a good idea. Subjective traffic decision making right, is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Yep.
Way too much human error.
Everybody picks the kind of person they are at a 4-way. They're either the ones who roll, they're the ones who will sit there and wave everybody, regardless of when they got there. Mm-hmm. Then if you get two of those together, there's a car coming. I'm going to go as slow as I can. Mm-hmm. So I'm still moving when that car stops.
Correct.
So that I'm still moving so that they know they can go.
Yep.
And then if there's two of us, we are just slowly moving toward the stop sign.
Then
we start waving each other.
Yep.
And then we wave harder.
Yep.
And then we wave even. It's the most ridiculous.
You start flashing high beams and none of them.
So when I got back from Ireland, I actually moved to this area right after that.
Gotcha.
And out in Hanover, I was like, oh, there's a roundabout. Mm-hmm. This is really cool. So I find them to be extremely efficient.
Mm.
There's one actually being constructed as we speak at Running Pump and Nolt over in East Hemphill Town.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is a new road.
It's near the Chipotle and the
Yeah, it's back
Aldi.
There. If you're cutting across to Centerville.
That's the one that was only a two-way stop before.
It was a two-way stop.
Almost got hit.
Yes.
So many times there.
Yes.
Amen.
So it's a great roundabout. And there's also one on 222 north of Reading. So if you're going up to like upstate New York, the Poconos,
yep.
There's one of the sheets up there.
Yes.
And that used to get backed up. That used to get backed up like 2 miles.
Yeah.
That stop. I'm not kidding you.
It was a light. It was terrible because it was right off. It was right when 222 became right as the major highway bits ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody kind of gets stuck
in a single lane, and there was a light and it would get really backed up and they put a roundabout in.
Yeah.
It's all. I just drove through there. It's fantastic. Like you just roll right through it, and then humorously, about 10 miles up the road, there's another light, and everybody gets stuck. There.
You get stuck again.
Yeah, you get stuck. So it's like, please,
you didn't learn
more roundabouts, please. Thank you very much. Topic number five for 5x5 today is road trip. Speaking of roundabouts, speaking of 222 North,
where are you going?
Where was I going? I was going to upstate New York, Hudson River Valley.
Mm.
I have a great friend up there. And I just love that area. I get up there about maybe 3 times a year.
That's awesome.
And Kingston, Woodstock, Red Hook, Hudson,
Red Hook's
Catskill.
In Brooklyn, but keep going.
Oh, there's a... Don't even.
I'm kidding.
We're not going down that path.
But so, yeah, where would you go if you could just pick up tomorrow? Is that where you're going?
That if you phrase it that way, no, because I always go there.
Mm.
I mean, that's kind of a count, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if I were like surprise road trip, I wouldn't want to go where I've been, I don't think.
Yeah.
Where would I go?
Where would you go?
Ooh.
I would go to Sedona.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
For sure. I don't know if I mean, I'm bougie. A road trip for me would include like
airfare,
naps, airfare, and hotels.
I thought you were going to say you're going to rent an RV.
You know, my wife and I often talk about that. Like, we'd really love to do that. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. So, you know, I'm not ready for that quite yet. But I would want to go to Sedona because I'm a big believer in energy, and it has a beautiful energy there from what I understand from my friends that have gone there. I believe that different parts of Mother Earth have different energies to offer us, and that's just one of the places that I want to go to be able to really experience what Mother Earth got for me.
So I completely misunderstood what you meant by energy at first, so I was like,
sure.
Are you really into the oil pumping machines or windmills?
No.
They do a lot of natural gas, so
drilling. Right.
So we're gonna go check
that
out.
Could be your thing.
You never know. But no, for me, when I'm speaking in terms of energy, is generally metaphysical.
Gotcha.
So yeah,
I understood.
So are you ready? Where are you going, Diggs?
I think I'd want to do. I've been to part of it before. So sorry that this is
doesn't have to be new.
It's a disqualifier.
I made that
this
rule.
This is your world.
That's fair. I'd want to drive the Highline, no, not Highline, sorry, that's in New York. The Skyline route through the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh.
Or is it the Shenandoah Mountains? Which they connect. I forget which one is which. One goes through the Shenandoah, one goes through the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I did part of it on my way back from, I think it was coming back from Atlanta two or 3 years ago, which was a trip in and of itself. I ended up having to drive down when I was supposed to fly, and things got screwed up. But I really want it. It's so beautiful. Like it's slow, which is why I was like, oh, I didn't realize it was like 25 miles an hour for most of it.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But it's just, you're not at the top, but you're close to the top. And
the
views
so
that you can see from either side and looking into Virginia, looking into Tennessee, it's beautiful.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So I think if I was going somewhere new, I would go to, like Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota.
Okay.
I've never been out there.
Me
right?
Either.
That whole, it's supposed to be the Badlands. It's supposed to be just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, that's where the Badlands are?
South Dakota are the Badlands.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
I don't know where you're from, but the Badlands are in North Philly where I come from. not what I heard.
Hot take. No, I truly thought the Badlands were in Utah for some reason. I don't know.
No, South Dakota. Huh. But I haven't been. I haven't been out there. Where I'm sure I'm going to go on a road trip is back to the Hudson River Valley.
That's fair.
That's where I think I would go, because I think it would be a great. I mean, I don't know that I want to drive like from here to get to that spot. Driving to Chicago is terrible.
That's yes.
How is that far? How far? Well, I mean, I know it's far, but how far?
12, 15 hours, something like that.
Yeah, it's got a. Because it took me. No, it's longer because it took me 12 hours to get to Indianapolis. Another thing where I ended up having to drive when that was a late last minute. I got called off a wait list for a professional development course mm-hmm. with a week to go. And then I told them I would need like 2-3 weeks notice. So the flights were like $700. So I drove. That was a good 10-11 hours. So in Chicago is another three or four
after
there.
That. Yeah. So I think I would want to fly into somewhere. Yeah. Like Wisconsin or something, and then get in a car and drive.
Fly into Chicago, because you can fly into Chicago out of Harrisburg.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
is a hop skip because there's like 3 or 4 direct flights.
Oh, okay.
And so then renting a car from there
and
to do the
out.
Trip
yeah.
would actually probably be good.
But that would be I think that'd be an awesome part of the country to see.
Yeah,
I love the desert too, though. I love getting down to the Southwest.
Yeah,
I just
wouldn't drive that far.
Yeah, that's
I would fly and rent.
Right, that's why I said
I'm kind of a
bougie version of road trip for me.
Hmm.
When my back is set up, I can't be in the car too long. I just can't. I start to get all I'm high 30s. Things start cricking and it's not comfortable.
Got it. This is these things to look forward to.
Right, correct. Yes. Write it down.
We don't even want to talk about the 40s.
Oh, goodness.
Was that 5?
That's a wrap.
That is a wrap.
Melody, a true pleasure.
It was a pleasure for me, too. Thank you guys for having me here.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for being our first guest on the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a clever tagline that we say at the end of every episode, so we'll just say this is our clever tagline that we say at the end of every episode.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is recorded at the studios of the Candy Factory, a co-working campus in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The show is produced and hosted by Jason Mundock,
along with co-host Robert Diggs, regularly joining the Yakety Yakking.
The opinions and views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the expressor.
The Candy Factory is not in any way responsible if anyone said something stupid.
Our theme music was composed
and recorded by a really cool guy.
Really cool guy.
A really cool guy.
Really cool guy named John Chin.
Relevant links and show notes can be found on the show post
at the Candy Factory website.
CoworkingInLancaster.com.
Maybe that's it.
Is that it? Okay.